And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Have you brushed up on your FMLA obligations recently? Hi, I'm Liz Johnston at Verrill. Whether your company is young, established, or changing, it's important to be familiar with the general procedures for handling employee requests for leave protected by the federal FMLA. First, consider whether your company is covered. The FMLA applies to employers that have 50 or more employees in 20 or more work weeks in the current or previous calendar year. Next, consider whether the employee making the request is eligible for leave. Has that person worked for at least 12 months as of the date of the leave is requested to start? Have they worked at least 1,250 hours of service during that period? And do they work the location with 50 employees within 75 miles of that work site? If so, your next step is to consider the reason for leave. Depending on the circumstances, you may require an employee to submit certification to support their request. Once a decision is made as to whether leave qualifies, be sure to follow the FMLA's timelines and protocol to notify the employee of the approval. Finally, don't forget about applicable state family and medical leave laws. If you have questions about how to handle a request for FMLA leave, please contact me or another member of Verrill's labor and employment team.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.